And the staff officer, barely containing his anger, said, "We thought the attacks would be going now. General Bragg thought the attacks would be going now." And Polk answered something like, "Yes, my heart is overflowing with anxiety about these attacks." Well, Polk was in charge of the attacks. He's the one who could make the attacks go. He was not doing his job here. In the end, Bragg stepped in, ordered the assaults to begin, and the Confederates began to attack the Union line. The attacks were not making much headway until, by sheer luck, one Union officer thought that he spotted a gap in Rosecrans's line. Rosecrans ordered a division to pull out of the line at another point to plug the gap. In fact, there hadn't been an original gap, but when the division pulled out, there was one, and James Longstreet's troops, right at the moment that the gap appeared, drove a powerful assault right through that gap in the Union lines, a piece of tremendous luck for the Confederates. They shattered the right third of the Army of the Cumberland, drove it from the field, absolutely drove a third of the Union Army from the field. Rosecrans's entire right wing, in essence, sprinted for safety. One Northern witness said, "I saw our lines break and melt away like leaves before the wind." A man on the spot said that he saw Rosecrans, who was a Catholic, make the sign of the cross. And he said, parenthetically, he didn't think that was a good sign, probably, that the commanding general was making the sign of the cross. At any rate, a big chunk of the Union Army is leaving the field, Rosecrans along with it. And many of those Federals didn't stop until they reached the outskirts of Chattanooga. Confederates captured 8,000 men, 15,000 muskets, 51 cannons, and a huge amount of materiel. It's a shattering defeat for that end of the Union line. The Confederates renewed their pressure on the Union left. It's the Union right that's gone, and their officers urged them forward to finish the job. One officer, Benjamin Franklin Cheatham, a Confederate major general and a tremendously hard swearing man, was urging his men forward, give them hell and lots of other much more profane language than that. Polk, the bishop of Louisiana of the Southwest, couldn't bring himself to curse that way, but he was riding along and he hollered out at his men to give them what General Cheatham says to give them. Well, even with that kind of sterling leadership on Leonidas Polk's part, the Confederates couldn't finish the job against the Federals. This is another example of how resilient Civil War armies were. The key was George H. Thomas, who pulled together the left part of the Union Army, the fragments that had not been driven from the field, brought them into a tight, horseshoe-shaped position, centered on a place called Snodgrass Hill, and held off the Confederate assaults for the rest of the day. Thomas, we'll learn more about him later. He's a Virginian who stayed loyal to the Union, paid a terrible price for it. His family read him out of the family when he left to stay with the North and not to go with Virginia. When word came to his family later that he had died after the war, his sisters announced, "Our brother died in 1861. There was no contact between his family and him when he remained with the Union. But he did a splendid job of fighting on the afternoon of the 20th. He earned the nickname the Rock of Chickamauga. He held the army together, what was left of it, and withdrew in good order toward Chattanooga. He would later become one of the great Union war heroes. Well, the Confederates sensed their first great battlefield victory. They raised an enormous rebel yell that swept from one end of the line to the other. Bragg wasn't quite sure that he'd won a victory, couldn't quite believe that he'd won a victory. When a Confederate soldier who had been captured early in the battle and then escaped and made his way back to Confederate lines saw Bragg and said, "Yes, we have won a victory, General, a great victory," Bragg looked at him and said, the man said that the Federals were in retreat all along the line, and Bragg looked at him and said, "Do you know what a retreat looks like?" And the man replied, "Yes, General, I ought to know. I've been with you during your whole campaign," and then slipped off into the underbrush. Chickamauga, as I said, was the largest battle fought in the West during the war. Enormous casualties, staggering, 18,500 for the Confederates, 16,000 for the Federals. It's the Confederacy's greatest tactical victory in the West and the last major battlefield victory for the Confederacy in the entire war. It gave a momentary lift to Southern morale. Rosecrans himself wired Washington, "We have met with a severe disaster. But the victory came at a terrible cost to the South and brought no strategic reward because Bragg failed to follow it up. He did not make any attempt to press the Federals toward Chattanooga. The next major action in the war would come at Chattanooga and would result in Grant's elevation to Supreme Northern Command. And that is what we will look at next time.
I hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses on Tape series. To order your next course, call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-832-2412.